everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, lots to get you caught up on as Team Canada, Team USA, and many more have announced their selection camp rosters or preliminary rosters for the 2019 World Junior Hockey Championships. We will talk to a player who is headed to the Team Canada selection camp in a moment. But first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Jason Robertson of the Niagara Ice Dogs. He had 10 points in 3 games last week with 3 goals and 7 assists and was a plus 7. Through his first 5 games as a member of the Niagara Ice Dogs, he averaged almost 3 points per game. The native of Northville, Michigan, was named to the USA Hockey selection camp roster for their team for the World Junior Hockey Championships. So Robertson certainly looking to crack the U.S. roster for the World Juniors after impressing as a member of the Niagara Ice Dogs. 4 other OHL players headed to that Team USA selection camp roster. Kyle Kieser of the Oshawa Generals, Joey Keane of the Barrie Colts, Sasha Chmielewski from the Ottawa 67s, and Cole Koski of the Saginaw Spirit. Meantime, Team Canada also announcing their selection camp roster for the World Juniors, and 15 OHL players have been named. In goal, Michael DiPietro of the Windsor Spitfires and Matthew Vallalta of the Sioux Greyhounds. 2 OHL defensemen, Evan Bouchard from London and Owen Sound's Marcus Phillips. And then at forward, a good group of OHL players, including Sioux teammates Morgan Frost and Barrett Hayton, from the London Knights, Alex Formanton and Liam Foodie. Also headed to the Team Canada selection camp from the Hamilton Bulldogs, Mackenzie Entwistle, from the Guelph Storm, Isaac Ratcliffe, Jack Studnicka of the Oshawa Generals, Owen Sound's Nick Suzuki, Mississauga's Owen Tippett, along with Gabe Velarde, who of course played for the Kingston Frontenacs last season and currently with the AHL affiliate of the LA Kings. And the last but certainly not least player from the OHL is Ty Dellandrea, and we held Dellandrea for last as I got a chance to catch up with him earlier this week, just about set to head out to the Team Canada selection camp. Ty, right off the bat, how did you find out you'd been named to the Team Canada selection camp roster?
Yeah, I got a call from Steve Steos, and he let me know that I'd been invited to that to the camp, and had an opportunity to come and try to do my best to make that team.
That's one step, the selection camp roster. Now what? What do you have to do? I know you've got some Flint duties to take care of before you head out there, as you and I talk. But once you get there, what do you need to do to be able to be a part of that team?
Yeah, I'm just gonna go work my hardest. I think my game, I can play there. I can play hard, hard to play against, play fast. And so I'm going to go there, just work as hard as I can, just be myself. I'm not going to try to play any different and be myself and be confident in my game and just try to put the best showing I can in before that camp.
You've been part of Hockey Canada with under-17s, under-18s. What do you remember about those experiences?
Yeah, those experiences have been great. They've been a big part of kind of creating the player I am and going on throughout my junior career. So U17, U18, I've learned a lot from working with other players from around the league and met a lot of new people, a lot of new friends. I think something I learned from that is just how close the competition is at the international level and how everybody, is so close in skill and speed and everything that you just have to go and, It's a battle when you're at those international competitions, and it's fun hockey to play.
You talk about battling, and obviously the number of players going to the Team Canada selection camp, 30 in that area, and of course, they can't take everybody, and we look at about 15 guys from the OHL. We know it's a competitive camp, but do you almost have to put that in the back burner because, those things are out of your control other than just the way you play?
Yeah, it's a competitive camp, but you just gotta go and play yourself. I think if you play the best you can, you put a good showing forward, they're gonna pick the team that they wanna to have, and with different pieces to add to the puzzle to try to make that gold medal team. So it's competitive, and you're gonna be competitive against guys that you maybe play against or know. But when you're out there on the ice, you're just playing another game of hockey and trying to showcase your ability to play the game as best you can.
Well, not getting ahead of yourself, because there's still things to take care of at the camp. I've got to think, when you made the phone call and the text messages back home to let family know you were going to the camp, I'm sure they must have been pretty excited.
Yeah, they're super excited. Yeah, they know that it's been a dream of mine to play in the World Juniors ever since I was a little kid. And so for them to to tell them and them to find out. And, you know, they've been along this journey with me. So it was exciting for myself. It was exciting for my family and friends. So, yeah, now we just got to go to camp and try to put the best foot forward.
Speaking of journeys, it's been quite a year for you. I know you and I have had a chance to talk about this recently as well, but with the Dallas Stars being selected at the draft that was in Dallas, so of course more people around and sort of almost that hometown feel, Mike Modano being part of the festivities as well, I got to think, I know it's been a few months now, but I've got to think that's got to be right up there among your highlights.
Yeah, extremely. It was extremely exciting. Being in Dallas, getting drafted by Dallas, you know, kind of couldn't have gone any better way. So it was an unbelievable experience, and to be able to be there with family and friends and be able to share that moment, you know, with people that have helped me along the way and just celebrate with them, it's something I'll remember for the rest of my life.
That was Ty Dellandrea of the Flint Firebirds, one of the 15 OHL players named to the Team Canada selection camp for the upcoming World Junior Hockey Championships, which of course open Boxing Day in British Columbia. Here's a look at this week's key SCHL Top 10 rankings, and once again the Ottawa 67s, the top OHL club, and they moved up one spot in the national rankings this week. Now number 2 in the country, still trailing the Prince Albert Raiders of the Western Hockey League, the London Knights remain at number 4, with honorable mention to the Sioux Greyhounds. The OHL's top performers of the month of November are out. Jason Robertson, who we talked about earlier, is the OHL Player of the Month with 30 points in 12 games in November. The Defenseman of the Month from the Ottawa 67s, Noel Hoffenmeyer, he had 16 points on the back of 3 goals and 13 assists in 12 November games. The Rookie of the Month also comes from the Ottawa 67s, that's Marco Rossi, as he certainly put up very impressive numbers and is the Rookie of the Month for the second straight time. And the OHL Goaltender of the Month is overager Joseph Raymakers of the London Knights. He had an 8-0 record with a 1.99 goals against average and 9.36 save percentage. And from the ice to the classroom, a quick look at the OHL's Academic Players of the Month for November. In the East Division, Ottawa's Will Cranley. In the Central Division, Peter Stratus of the Sudbury Wolves. To the Midwest, Jared Keane of the London Knights. And the Sioux Greyhounds' Cole McKay represents the West Division. Congratulations to the OHL Academic Players of the Month for November. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.